Now on Books and Arts, it's time for Top Shelf, where we ask our guests to discuss their favourite artworks. And today, British comedian James Veitch talks to us about his early comic influences, which included his mum's record collection.
I'm going to talk about some of the favourite things that I like. And perhaps you haven't heard of them, perhaps you have. And if you haven't heard of them, I don't know.
Have you ever been arrested?
The first one, Alice's Restaurant by Arlo Guthrie. This was a big one for me when I was younger. It's a kind of live performance, and I found it on an old LP that my mum had, and I used to listen to this non-stop. It's Arlo Guthrie doing essentially a comedy set.
Did you ever go to court?
But to music, and he plays this guitar. I think he's got like a drums and perhaps a bass, but it's a very difficult guitar lick that he's playing, but he plays it the whole way through while he's doing it. And then he sings a little song at the end, which is the Alice's Restaurant song, which is about two verses, and then continues on with the story. And it's hysterical, it's funny. It's one of those things where before I could play the guitar, I used to lie in bed pretending to play guitar whilst listening to it.
I'm not going to kid around with you people. This is a heavy night.
Second one I want to talk about is one that's Punchline, a movie with Tom Hanks. I always wanted to be a stand-up comedian all my life. And when I was younger, I used to call it, I think I was like, you know, I don't know how old I was, but I used to call it, I want to be a chameleon. And Punchline is one of those movies that really just crystallized exactly what it was to be a comedian. So it's such a great movie. It's one, if that and probably Comedian by the one about Jerry Seinfeld are probably like two of the best movies if you want to become a comedian or you're thinking about becoming a comedian.
There's something funny in here. I'm gonna find something funny in here. So. I don't really know what's funny anymore. So if you people could help me out, just laugh anytime that you feel anything funny. Just feel.
Tom Hanks plays a guy who's trying to make it. He's obviously very troubled, and he teaches Sally Field kind of how to become a comedian, how to release your inner comedy without just doing jokes. And I'm still not even doing that myself. It's something I struggle with all the time, but Punchline is just tremendous. It's a really great and it's a beautiful movie. John Goodman's in it. It's really heartfelt, really lovely.
I think that's pretty funny.
Third one, I would say, is the New York Trilogy by Paul Auster. I was just thinking about this today, and that was a really seminal book for me. It's like three stories by Paul Auster, all of which kind of revolve around, I suppose, the idea of coincidence. They're so odd, they're so strange, they're so quixotic. Just a fantastic book containing three of the most brilliant short stories if you haven't read it. Next up on my list of things that have influenced James, Back to the Future. I do a bit in my show where I was bored, basically, so I put up a flux capacitor for sale on Gumtree. Back to the Future, flux capacitor, you can go back and forth in time if you don't know it.
Flux capacitor.
I put one up for sale, and eventually a guy got back to me. This guy called Joe Lawson sent me an email saying, oh, so yeah, can you use the flux capacitor to go back to the future, right? Question mark, smiley face. And I said, you certainly can, Joe. But crucially, I now had Joe's email address. So what I then did is I went to gmail.com and I set up another email for future Joe Lawson. And that enabled me to send Joe Lawson an email from himself, from the future.
It worked!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space. Album by Spiritualize. It's going to be 20 years since it was first released next year. Absolutely incredible album. And that song, I still know where I first was when I was first started listening to that song. The first song on the album, which is about Jason Pierce broke up with, or his girlfriend broke up with him to go out with Rich Ashcroft from The Verve, and it broke his heart. And this album, I just feel, just reeks of heartache. I always come back to it when I'm brokenhearted. I mean, there's literally got a song on it called Broken Heart. It's impeccably produced. And the first lyric, there's a song called Ladies and Gentlemen, We're Floating in Space. The first lyric is, all I want in life is a little bit of love to take the pain away.
The British comedian James Veitch with his Top Shelf. I guess the moral of that story is if you find a flux capacitor on Gumtree, just remember the slogan or the motto, buyer beware.